Jared Jones hit a line drive that glanced off the glove for a winning run moments after LSU got a big break to tie the game, and the Tigers posted a 6-5 walk-off victory over SEC rival Arkansas Wednesday night to advance to the College World Series finals. In the other game, it was Coastal Carolina over Louisville 11-3 to advance to the finals. LSU will take on Coastal Carolina beginning on Saturday. Mikel Garcia homered and drove in four runs, helping the Kansas City Royals beat the Texas Rangers 6-3 Wednesday night. Royals go for the sweep today as they send Michael Wacha to the mound. The St. Louis Cardinals game with the Chicago White Sox on Wednesday was postponed because of rain. St. Louis will play a doubleheader today with the White Sox. Eric Fetty will start the first game for the Cardinals. Michael McGreevy will start the second game for St. Louis. Kansas City Royal left-hander Cole Reagans will be shut down for 4 weeks from the last time he threw because of a mild rotator cuff strain. The 27-year-old Reagans, an all-star for Kansas City last season, was recently reevaluated after being placed on the 15-day injured list on Wednesday. That happened 6 days after he returned from the IL for a left groin strain and allowed 5 runs in only 3 innings in St. Louis. Travis Kelce said that the decision to return for his 13th season with the Kansas City Chiefs wasn't much of a decision at all. In fact, the four-time All-Pro tight end indicated Wednesday that number 14 isn't out of the question. The question of whether the 35-year-old would hang up his cleats was among the biggest to follow the Chiefs' lopsided loss to the Eagles in the Super Bowl. While he still played at a high level last season, Kelce's production dipped noticeably with 95 catches for 823 yards and just 3 touchdowns for a team that won 15 regular season games. Throw in Kelce's myriad of business interests, including a successful media career, thanks in part to a popular podcast and long-term relationship with pop superstar Taylor Swift, and it made sense to wonder how much longer he would play. Yet it only took a matter of weeks for Kelce to decide to chase another championship. NBA Finals continue tonight in Indiana as the Pacers play host to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Thunder lead the series 3-2 and can wrap up the championship with a win tonight. Some local golf tournaments have been planned for this weekend. The Howard Reeves Memorial 3-Person Scramble Golf Tournament is Saturday and Sunday at Turkey Mountain Golf Course in Horseshoe Bend. There are 2 tee times at 7:30 and 1 p.m. each day. Entry fee is $315 per team. To enter, call Michael Strasner at 870-623-0998. The Liberty Baseball Fundraising Golf Tournament is Saturday at the Mountain View Municipal Golf Course. It is a 3-person scramble. Tee times are 7:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. Entry fee is $150 per team. To sign up, call the course at 417-934-6959. And the Shop with a Hero Golf Tournament is Saturday at the Houston Golf Course. The tournament is a 2-person scramble with tee times of 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. Entry fee is $120 per team. To sign up for more information, call 417-217-0080 or 417-259-2411. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.